Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, it appears we well and truly fell off the exercise wagon during the latest lockdown. New research from the Irish Society of Chartered Physiotherapists found 6 in 10 of us spent more time on the couch than during the previous lockdown. Jenny Branigan is a chartered physiotherapist and she can tell us more. Jenny, I know my excuse was that it was winter and it was freezing. Is that why?
Well, Samantha, that's a very common reason why people just lose that motivation. The weather is poor, and of course, during the third lockdown, there was a lot more uncertainty. The case numbers were higher, and of course, we didn't know how long it was going to go on for because it seemed to keep rolling. So we certainly found that the novelty wore off with people in the latest lockdown compared to the first one.
And what difference did you find? Tell us a bit about the activity we had engaged in 2020 versus this year, and did we just lose our motivation altogether?
Well, what we've really found is that people who would have normally been amassing maybe 7,000 or 8,000 steps around the office, and you know, even during the first lockdown, they were going out for walks, they were going out for cycles, they were making sure that their commute was still a 20-minute walk, even if they were coming back to sit at their desk. We found that in the most recent lockdown, that started to slow down. And we found that the working hours, working from home, the commute just became absorbed into that working day instead of people using it as a way to exercise or to do something different. And that then started to affect how people were feeling. They started to feel more sluggish. They started to feel less flexible, less mobile. And that just fed into more and more of this inactivity pattern that we saw.
And you're bringing me back to those dark times and homeschooling and everything else that was going on at that time. So was this confined to a particular age group or was it common across every area?
Interestingly, actually, it was in the youngest cohort, the 18 to 24-year-olds. They seem to be by far the most affected group in the country. So 4 out of every 5 were saying they were fed up. That's 80%. 3 in every 4 were complaining of stress as well as confusion and uncertainty. 7 in every 10 were saying they had disrupted sleep and were feeling low. And of course, we know that a full night's sleep allows your body to heal and to recover after a busy day. Your deep sleep helps to control stress and anxiety. And if you're physically active, it requires you to expend energy and makes you feel more tired and ready to rest at the end of the day. So if people aren't exercising, they're not able to relieve stress, they're not maintaining good self-esteem and reducing symptoms of anxiety and depression. And that's really feeding into these results that we've seen.
Jenny, I was really surprised at that category, 18 to 24-year-olds, how impacted they were. And you've outlined some of the way people were affected mentally and physically, but how much it impacted them that they fell off exercise.
Absolutely. It's really interesting because that's the group that you would think would be most motivated to keep it up. But I guess if you think about maybe they were isolated working from home, or maybe they found themselves back at their parents' kitchen table. And obviously, if they were active and then maybe over-exercising, they were possibly getting injured. And then they didn't have an outlet socially for a bit of support. Maybe when people are injured, they often get jollied along by their team to help them maintain their mood as they train, and they can go to the training session maybe and do something on the sideline, but stay in socially with their friends. So if those things are happening when people are isolated, that makes it much more difficult for them to cope with it.
Isn't there a danger here now, though, with gyms open yesterday, for example, and that the lockdown people fell off the practice of the routine of exercising, that we all come back with gusto and do too much too soon?
Absolutely. And we talked about this at the end of April when outdoor training resumed. Again, it's like the New Year's resolution, people enthusiastically going back to exercise without realizing that their body needs time to adapt and to allow their muscles, their tendons, their joints to absorb these increased forces and these increased activity levels. So Cormac, you're absolutely right. People need to make sure that they're not doing too much too soon, and they need to pace themselves and be realistic with how fit they've been in the lead up to now so that they can actively plan how they're going to get back into the sport that they love.
Jenny Branigan, I can hear Cormac O'Hara doing the steps around his table now as with that advice, but thank you very much for talking to us on Drive Time.
I'm just glad she said I was right. I haven't been right since 1992. Anyway, that's all we have time for today. The programme is produced by Will Hanifan.